Within a few days, we're sending a team to discuss with the government the memorandum of agreement. So it's very soon, I hope, before the end of the year, that we will have our office in place. Because the importance is that the constitution drafting process is going on now, and we want to be helpful in making suggestions and comments now.
Syrians who have been seeking refuge in Egypt as a result of the ongoing hostilities in their homeland and others who have been living there before have been beaten and basically forced out of the country. Has there been any reaction from the High Commissioner for Human Rights?
We working very closely with IOM and the High Commissioner for Refugees, and we are urging all sides to respect the conventions, to respect the rights of people. There may be asylum seekers amongst them, there may be refugees, and we really condemn the turning away of people, particularly people fleeing Syria because of their fear and insecurity.
In Syria now, the talk is about the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, moving the weapons. But at the same time, the fighting continues. What is the position of the Human Rights Office?
I remain deeply concerned about the extraordinary levels of violence and the complete disregard of human life and dignity by all persons to the conflict. Of course, I fully support the initiative taken by the Secretary General to have the use of chemical weapons used, but we shouldn't allow that to distract us from the very serious situation where more than 100,000 people have been killed and almost 7 million people have been displaced. The neighboring countries have the huge burden of having to house and feed millions of refugees. But principally, the lives of those refugees, particularly the children, are at great risk. And this is the situation. Let me say that according to the Commission of Inquiry set up by the Human Rights Council, they have reported anti-government armed groups perpetrating war crimes as well as forces of the government. And these may constitute crimes against humanity if proven to be widespread or systematic. So I'm calling for investigations of this. I have urged the Security Council to refer the situation in Syria for investigation by the International Criminal Court.
One final question. You've been basically fighting human rights violations all over the world. In your opinion, do you think you've made progress in improving the global human rights situation?
If you look at the macro picture, of course, serious violations of human rights in Syria, with hundreds of thousands being killed, the states, particularly in the Security Council, being unable to take collective action. The situation in the Democratic Republic of Congo, where the numbers of people killed, the numbers of men and women who've been sexually violated now far exceeds the figures of the genocide in Rwanda, which shocked us. So when you look at these serious violations and you also look at so many disputed territorial situations, this is the macro picture, and we may think then that the world is going back in terms of human rights protection. But I have seen such great progress and advances through the human rights mechanisms set up by the Human Rights Council, the treaty bodies. I see great awareness on the part of ordinary people who know their rights now and they are claiming their rights. I think the UN has played a great role, at least in spreading the information so people can assert this right. This is the essential role of people in a democratic state, that they ask their governments to be accountable for the protection or lack of protection of human rights. So I feel very many steps have been put in place and we are moving forward.